All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, September 21st. We are staring a new week straight in the face. We have Supreme Court nominations, we have continuing resolutions, and of course, we have stimulus. And to kick off this week, we had Nancy Pelosi on a new podcast called Sway by the New York Times. Sway released its first episode today. It was a conversation between host Kara Swisher and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. And yes, stimulus was brought up. I'm going to get into it later. What Pelosi said about stimulus and about Trump. But first, let's talk about these pesky continuing resolutions. So we thought, going into this week, that the continuing resolutions, the stopgap spending bills that would prevent a government shutdown, were going to be easy breezy. Pelosi and Mnuchin were talking about them. There seemed to be some good vibes there. People were on the same page. We thought that those were good to go. They would pass the House early this week, so the House could ideally focus on stimulus. Maybe the Democrats coming out with a new proposal this week. I don't know. Fingers crossed, right? That was kind of the optimistic game plan. But unfortunately, it appears that there is not an agreement on government funding, because just this morning, Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and defund help for farmers and rural America. Folks, it's September 21st. If there's not an agreement within the next 9 days by midnight on September 30th, that's next Wednesday, regarding the CRs, the government will shut down. But that would be the most 2020 thing ever, right? For the government to shut down in the middle of a pandemic, with an open Supreme Court seat and a presidential election just weeks away, right? So needless to say, unfortunately, stimulus is kind of on the back burner right now. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. But let's talk Pelosi now. On this new New York Times podcast called Sway, with sway meaning power in this context, and who best to interview? On the very first, the premiere episode of this podcast, but the most powerful woman in D.C., the most powerful Democratic politician in the country right now, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Before host Kara Swisher asked Pelosi about stimulus, which she did, and I'll talk about later, of course, she brought up the passing of Justice Ginsburg. Pelosi criticized Mitch McConnell for, within hours of the news of Ginsburg's passing, making it plain that the Senate would hold a vote for Trump's nominee, whomever that may be. We should expect to see his nominee very, very soon, by the way, probably this week. He has said he will nominate a woman. Pelosi then said the same thing she said to Stephanopoulos yesterday, that while the House isn't directly involved in the confirmation process of Supreme Court justices, she has arrows in her quiver. She did not elaborate on what she meant by that, but presumably referring possibly to impeachment proceedings of Trump or possibly Attorney General Barr. And then finally, the host asked Pelosi about stimulus. Pelosi points out the Republican bill was emaciated, and then the host directly asked Pelosi about the Problem Solvers Caucus proposal. Swisher asked, why not take the $1.5 trillion compromise? That's the Problem Solvers Caucus proposal. It's pretty darn good. Pelosi, why didn't you just go for it? Pelosi basically said, well, it's not enough. She said, it's not enough to meet the needs of the people, doesn't do enough to fight the virus, doesn't do enough for schools, etc., etc. And then I love this. Swisher says to Nancy, basically, okay, fine, Nancy, you say that these proposals don't meet the needs of the people? Well, neither does a bill that doesn't exist. You've kept the House there for this reason. Swisher also brings up how in previous issues, for previous issues, Nancy's been a fighter. She's willing to compromise. She's been willing to get things through Congress. She said, Nancy, look, with the Affordable Cares Act 10 years ago, you muscled it through. You did whatever it took to get that thing through Congress. Pelosi said back then, you go through a gate. If the gate's closed, you go over the fence. If the fence is too high, you pole vault in. If the pole vault doesn't work, you parachute in. Where's that sense of urgency now, Nancy, in our country's darkest hour in a long, long time? And here's what Pelosi said about stimulus checks. She said, people are hurting. We have to meet their needs, not give the president a chance to just say, I'm going to put my name on a check, send it out, and don't talk to me about food, rent, first responders, healthcare workers, the virus, or anything else. That's all he wants, is his name on a check that goes out. And then the host asked Pelosi, well, with all due respect, what's the difference as long as people get the money? What's the difference, Pelosi, if Trump's name is on the check or not? I think this was a bad statement by Pelosi. It just makes her look like she wants to stall stimulus checks on account of the election. And she brings it up again later. Pelosi said, we are legislating. And if the president does not want to legislate and just wants to have his name on a check, that ain't going to happen. And then the rest of the interview is just lambasting Trump and his administration and Bill Barr before talking about more election stuff. So where are we with stimulus? Well, like I said, stimulus is unfortunately on the back burner because there are the pressing matters of government funding as well as Ginsburg's successor. But remember what Pelosi said? She said the House should remain in session. They shouldn't go home next Friday. They should remain in session until a deal is done. That's what she said. Let's hold her to it. Not that you or I could really do very much, to be honest, but we do have Pelosi making that statement, and we also know that Donald Trump really wants to send out checks before the election, let's face it. All right, let's move on to unemployment. South Carolina, I haven't seen reports of a payment coming today, hopefully tomorrow. Vermont, hopefully your check is in the mail. Kentucky, I've seen reports of some people being paid for a couple weeks, still waiting on the extra week, so I know there's issues there with that system. Washington State said they would start processing this week. I hope the same is true for Virginia as well. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.